The word of the Lord from the 92nd Psalm, verses 12 through 15. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." Thank you, ushers. People often ask me why I never married. Okay, here's the story. When I was 20, I just finished college and was beginning my career as an educator, and I was looking for a prospective husband, and I was picky. At 30, I was earning my administration certification. Most of my friends were married, and I was looking for a husband, but by then, I was not so picky. At 40, I was a high school campus administrator, anticipating becoming a high school principal. All of my friends were married with children, and I was looking for some kind of husband. At 50, I had retired from my career as an educator, enrolled as a student at Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Many of my friends had grandkids by now, and I was looking for any kind of husband. At 60, all my friends had grandkids, and some had gotten divorced. It was getting late. Things looked bleak, and I was wondering if I would ever find a husband. At 70, I was a struggling minister. Some of my friends had great grandchildren. All of the eligible men were gone, and I stopped looking for a husband. I can assure you, friend, life rolls on. You will get old, with or without a husband. Let us pray. Gracious Lord and Master of our lives, it indeed is a profound spiritual experience to know and feel ourselves so totally in your hands. When the signs of age begin to mark our bodies and touch our minds, we thank you for every gray hair of wisdom and the opportunity to share our life experiences with others. As we grow old, may we also grow closer to you. Amen. An old gentleman noticed a young boy sitting on the porch of his house, crying as if his heart was breaking. He asked the youngster, "Son, what's the matter? Why are you crying so hard?" "Because I can't do what my 20-year-old brother does." And the old man said, "I feel you, son." And he sat down and cried with the boy. We will never be 20 again. I can vouch for that. Society is programmed to define old age. I remember the first time I automatically received the senior citizen discount without asking. Thank you very much. I remember the first time I was referred to as old. A young man held the door open for me, and when I told him how much I appreciated his thoughtfulness, he said, "You're welcome, ma'am. I was taught to respect old people." I hate to think about it, but I'm going to be old like you one day myself. Didn't need all that information, but thank you very much. Some people call old age the scary time. Celebrations take on a new meaning. Birthday parties are not really for you anymore. It's for those throwing you the party, celebrating how fabulous you are. And why? Because you're old. And you're no longer a threat to them on the job or as an officer in this or that organization or as leader of this or that church auxiliary. And the more birthday parties they can throw for you, the less of a threat you have become. If that doesn't get you thinking, AARP will. They can't wait to send you a magazine to remind you that you're 50. And that reminds you that 50 is middle age only if you live to be 100. So when are you properly old? Is it proper to call me old now, or can it wait a few years? The only people who say, honey, you're not that old, are people older than me. And the older I get, there are fewer and fewer people older than me. And I cringe when some younger person says, you don't look your age. What does that even mean? How am I supposed to look? But who are we on the inside? Are we afraid of getting old, and why? Whether I can put words around it or not, I believe everyone has an age that they really are and an age that they feel inside. I never thought I'd be this old, so I'm not good at being 75. How dare me be this age? All the time 75 was just lurking around the corner, and suddenly here it was. And as real as this can feel, I still choose to write my own narrative about myself and my life. I refuse to allow others to dictate who I am. I take ownership of my happiness. There's enough time to do what God has assigned me to do. I don't need to rush to pull together a life that resembles some other person's idea of who I should be. God deliberately created old age. It's part of a grander plan. In Job, we read, wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in length of days. God has taken time molding and making me into what he wants me to be. I'm his handiwork. Still, there's an expiration date on my life, so I want to enjoy every moment. Growing old is something to be cherished. Be gracious and surround yourself with people who love you. Do things that make you happy. Be at peace with who you turned out to be. Good word of the Lord encourages us to appreciate every experience that aging affords us. We serve a God who is paving the way for us to be big enough, good enough, and powerful enough to make every season of our lives count. See, old age can slip up on us. That's the reality. But that's not who we are. That's not our identity. We are vibrant children of God. The godly are like the cedars of Lebanon. Those trees grew in the mountains to incredible heights. And they were not only tall, but wide. No matter how fierce the winds or other forces of nature, they were immovable. And I am convinced that our roots are deepening in the Lord day by day. The strength of his grace will never fail. We are like the cedars of Lebanon. Aging has its challenges, but we can face them with love, compassion, joy, and dignity. It's in our hands to carve out our place in this world and shape our identity as members of the older generation. We're wise. We have knowledge to pass on to those younger than we are. Take your power back by making choices that are genuinely you. There are many opinions out there. Some people say, look your age. You should never color your hair. And others said, you need to color your hair when it starts to turn gray so you won't look so old. Color your hair. Don't color your hair. It's your choice and your privilege. I hardly remember to comb my hair sometimes, let alone color it. I'm too lazy for all that. Now, I may miss a few social cues. I may forget things people feel I should remember, but I'm old. I've got years of information stored away in this brain. It's a fact. I may not be able to retrieve some of that information as readily as I used to, but it's still in there somewhere, praise God. And I may be wise, but I don't remember most of the stuff I know. I don't have a husband or kids, but I have a car and the ability to drive it. Now, I specialize in running over curbs, but no one has taken my keys away yet. I have a 6-month-old puppy who is trying to train me. I own my own home, and I'm able to pay my way too many bills. I have a gym membership. Even though I never go to the gym, it felt good to sign up, so I count my blessings. In my life, I've loved some of the wrong people, and I've trusted some of the wrong people. But praise God, I'm still standing. I have long-term, wonderful friends who've stuck by me through thick and thin, good and bad. And I'm thankful enough. I have enoughness in my life. Time is the most precious asset we have. When I was a child, I felt like I had all the time in the world. But I'm not a child anymore. I'm a grown-up. And we're limited. We have no control over how our bodies and minds age. But we know the Savior gives us grace for every need. We may be bent over and walk with a cane or a walker or even need the assistance of a wheelchair. Me, I still like to go places and do things. I may have to ride with a friend who can drop me off at the front door, but praise God, I'm still going. We may fear falling because we've fallen so many times. Teeth may be missing. We may lack the strength to open jars anymore. But we have more hope than fear. More honor than dishonor. More holiness than decay. And more gain than loss. And remember, there's nothing a little talk with Jesus can't make better. And I'm not suffering from anything my Savior can't fix. God spent time building in us a life of understanding and the character to bless others. How delightful it is to see older saints released into God's purpose for us. Think of the spiritual enemy among us old folks here at Ebenezer. What in the world would you do without us? And there's so much more for you to leave it up to us to do. Because that's what happens. You get something started and then the old folks have to come right behind you, as usual. But take the risk of being old. Appreciate the process. In my old age, I want to grow gracious, not grouchy. The younger generations are not trying to erase our lives. They're building on our foundation. I want to deliver this world into the capable hands of the Gen Xers, the millennials, and the Gen Zers. I want to look at the ways they have made improvements on what my generation started. Who knows? I might have even left my mark on a few of them. Embrace new technologies. Learn your way around social media. It's amazing how these things expand your world. Bless the younger generation in our old age. Thank God for their strength, courage, and ingenuity. Be a cheerleader for our younger siblings in Christ. Make the good news of the gospel fresh for them by living a life born of the experience of our past and the love God has poured into us. Magnify the Lord with them. As older saints let go of our hold on needing to be in charge, pass the baton, loosen our grip on leadership in our ministries, and give up control. Teach younger believers how to do the work God taught us. God taught us to do something, and we need to let that go and go on and do what it is God has for us to do now. Because God still has work for us to do. And if we grow old properly, that's a full-time job, no matter how many used-to-dos we have to give up. I'm running out of time. I need to lean into that. I have more years behind me than I have ahead of me. Memories can be bitter and memories can be sweet, but they're in the past. Embrace them, because good or bad, those times will be no more. None of us is getting out of this alive. You can count on that. So be refreshed by the moment. Be encouraged to live your best life now. Love with all your being. Have compassion for others. Value the life God has allowed you to live. In Christ, aging is the pathway to glory. I want to remain committed. Too many older saints have basically retired from the Christian life. I may not be able to keep up the pace as well as other senior adults, but I'll never drop out of the race. Growing old is a privilege not everyone gets to enjoy. Those of us who do reach our senior years, it may become harder to get up, get ready, and come to worship or CEDM class. It has become harder for me to travel to my full Christian missions, but I still want to do what I can, when I can, where I can, as long as I can. God created all things to be beautiful, including growing old. God has always given us our daily bread. God has made us strong like the palm trees that stand tall and remain evergreen even in the desert. We can't be blown every which way in the midst of storms. Others see us as spiritually stable and they are encouraged. The human body was not designed to live forever. But this we know. The Creator who designed our bodies to be affected by the passage of time does not leave us to go it alone. He has upheld us since our birth. And in our old age and gray hairs, He still will carry us. He who made us will sustain us. Old age is not a mistake. It's an accumulation of time well spent with God and a storage place of God's goodness. Old age is something that Christ did not experience on earth. He died in His prime. The strength of His young manhood ended on a cruel cross. So my duty as a Christian then is to allow Christ to grow old in me. I am who I was created to be. I existed in the mind of God from eternity. I'm the very best His love can give. So I say glory be to God for all the things He has done. And when God causes me to stand, I get to praise the Creator over and over again. So God has given me work to do, and I'm done when God says I'm done. Only the Lord can tell me when it's quitting time. The door of the church is open. Young, middle, and old, you're invited to walk through that door. There's nothing hold you. There's nothing to hold you back that Christ hasn't seen or heard about. Your life is safe with Christ. If you're looking for a church home, we'd like for you to consider uniting with the family of God here at Ebenezer, or we can help you find another church home. Wherever you go, Christ is there. Come to Jesus now while you have time.
Oh, God.
one has come, but the cross still stands.